Cartman, you've mentioned your kids a number of times. How many do you have?
We have 10 kids, 5 daughters, of course, 5 mm-hmm. boys. I intentionally named all my boys George Edward Foreman.
Are they all with the same wife?
Nah, not at all. But the same wife takes care of them all now.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
How many different mothers are involved?
I'm never allowed to say that my wife spanks my hand.
I see.
But I can tell you that she is the mother, my wife is the mother of them all, and we have a lot of kids together, a lot of kids.
And one famous thing about your family is that all your sons are named George Foreman.
George Edward Foreman, complete. Yeah. There's the same middle name as well as last name.
What's the point?
The old saying, if you can't find roots, plant something.
Mm-hmm.
Start something of your own. And I tell my children even right now, even when you're in school, you get in trouble. If you get in trouble, we're all in trouble. If you make a bad name, we're all making bad names. So
because we all have the same name.
We've got to protect one another. Uh-huh. We got the name to protect. And that's giving them something to hold tight to and remember.
Now, what's the range of George E. Foreman's?
My first son is 26 now.
Uh-huh.
And my youngest son is 1.
About
13 months.
Uh-huh.
And you should see them all together.
But they have numbers, haven't they?
There's George, of course. I'm number 1, of course. And there's all the way to George 6.
Uh-huh.
And you should see the birth certificate. My wife has to get these out and get the passports. And you see George 1, George 3, George 4, George 5, George 6.
George 6 was the last king of England.
Aha! So let's make something out of this.
The father of the queen.
That is true.
Yeah.
And so the names are very important, and these guys pride themselves. And the last two, we even voted on, should we continuously do this?
Mm-hmm.
And it was voted, the family said, yep, we've got to keep them in the same name. We can't change.
Well, what happens when you're at home and you say, George, come here?
Well, it's the tone. They know which one. And if you
don't say George 3, come here.
No, you don't do it. What comes out is the teachers call in to tell you something. That's when you know which George she's talking about. The tone. Ah, we need to talk to you about George. Uh-oh, I know who that is. And then there's a light tone of George and a medium tone of George. Mm-hmm. We know which George everyone is talking about.
Your daughters aren't all carrying
We have one name. Daughter who's Frida George.
For oh, really?
Her middle name. A boxer, by the way. I should never have given her that name.
Uh-huh.
And Georgetta. And then the rest are typical as Michi, Natalie, and Leola.
A boxer. Now, whose daughter was it? It's Muhammad Ali's
Muhammad
daughter.
Ali, Joe Frazier also. Their
got
daughters
into the
are boxers along with my daughter. And they're out there really marketing themselves, too. A lot of people are kind of jealous because it seems like they're women boxers who've been there. They've perfected their profession. And here these girls come along and just start making more money than them, and they don't think it's right. And I agree with them, but I said to myself, girls, go out there and beat them and take their name. And that's what I had to do. Sonny Liston was so famous. Joe Frazier was so famous. Muhammad. But there I am in the ring with them when we were kings. They say, in this corner, George Foreman. So whenever my name, Muhammad Ali name is said, they'll have to say my name, even though I lost. Hey, you got to go make a name for yourself.
A word about Muhammad Ali. He beat you on that famous occasion, but didn't end your career, obviously, and we've been talking about it. His career went into a slide by virtue of the physical debility that came upon him. Do you think, and I know that you've maintained a close friendship with him over the years, do you think that the ring extinguished the spirit and extinguished the full self-control and physical vigor?
Muhammad did extend his stay in boxing because probably he was never the big, strong, brute guy. He was the clever boxer, which means there was some frailness there. Not mentally. He was as strong as any giant of all giants. But the man would take physical. He would just test himself physically. How many punches could he take? And this Parkinson's thing is really something serious, aside from boxing, that need to be addressed. And
But do you think it was brought... Do you think...
I don't think it helped at all. Not at all.
In the old days, they used to talk about veteran boxers, some of them being punch drunk.
Yeah, and it exists to be punch drunk. There are a lot of boxers out there, and I'm 51 years old, and I've seen guys 25 already, and they are not functioning properly at a young age like that. You can get hurt boxing, and we are seeing it even in football now. Multiple concussions by some of the great football players. They're going to have to get out of football early now because they are testing to say, hey, this guy can't do this anymore.
You visit with him fairly often, do you?
Yeah, I do. I try to bump into him as much as I can. He's still the greatest show on earth.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're sitting there signing autographs and people are all around you and you're having a ball. Then all of a sudden they leave you. You say, Muhammad Ali is somewhere around. he doesn't even have to mumble a word because he is still makes your heart beat. The greatest show on earth. Yeah. I mean, you talk about the greatest. This guy has something about him, and it was given to him. And a lot of us, like Joe Frazier, Kenny Norton, myself, we thought if we beat him, become heavyweight champion of the world, we'd get the same thing. But you couldn't beat him and become Muhammad Ali. This was something that was given him, and he is a treasure. To see him is to believe it. He has something very special.
How is he holding up when you see him publicly? And when
he's alert. He's very bright. His memory is in good shape. And so this is something totally different. The Parkinson, all the syndromes and the condition there is related to it. Now, he is smart. And don't think. He has a memory like
there's no intellectual loss, just a loss
intellectually,
in speech functions.
It's just a function. He runs down like a battery.
Yeah.
And we're all looking for a cure for that because, and he's a brave man. He doesn't hide in a closet, though he was the reciter of poetry and all of that. He still comes out in front and confronts people, meet people. So, in my mind, like I said, he was the greatest man to ever box.